Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Naubin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held productive exchanges with G7 leaders on key global challenges and shared aspirations for a better planet during the G7 Outreach Summit at Kananaskis in Canada. He participated in the G7 discussions on the future of energy security, technology, infrastructure and investment to ensure access and affordability in a changing world. In his address, the Prime Minister highlighted the need to ensure energy security for all through a sustainable and green pathway and elaborated upon India's global initiatives such as the International Solar Alliance, the Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, and the Global Biofuels Alliance towards this objective. Calling for attention to the concerns and priorities of the Global South, he noted that India took it as its responsibility to bring the voice of the Global South to the world stage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India and Canada bilateral relations are very important and both nations have to work together to strengthen democracy as well as humanity. In his remarks during bilateral meetings with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Kananaskis, Mr. Modi said many Canadian companies have investments in India and vice versa. He said he looks forward to taking India-Canada relations forward.
कनाडा की अनेक कंपनियों का भारत में निवेश है, भारत के लोगों का भी कनाडा की धरती पर बहुत बड़ा निवेश है, लोकतांत्रिक मूल्यों को समर्पित कनाडा और भारत मिलकर के लोकतंत्र को मजबूत करना होगा, मानवता को मजबूत करना होगा, हमारे रिसोर्सेज का ऑप्टिमम यूटिलाइजेशन कर मानव जात के कल्याण के काम में कैसे ला सकते हैं, उस दिशा में हम प्रयास करते रहेंगे.
In his remarks, Mr. Carney said that India's regular participation in G7 summit is testament to the importance of India and Prime Minister Modi. Prime Minister Modi also held a series of bilateral meetings with leaders of Germany, France, Mexico and South Korea, among others. Prime Minister Modi also interacted with President of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni and Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on the sidelines of the G7 Outreach Summit. Nagaland's Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs, K.G. Kenney, has urged business leaders and industry stakeholders to look beyond profits and engage meaningfully with the unique socio-political realities of the Northeast to foster equitable and sustainable power development in the region. Speaking at the inaugural session of the Northeast Power Conclave, organized by the Indian Electrical and Electronics Manufacturers Association, IEEMA, in Guwahati yesterday, Mr. Kenney described the event as a historic day for the region, marking the first time IEEMA has extended its platform to the Northeast. Highlighting Nagaland's severe power deficit, the minister revealed that the state generates only about 10% of its electricity needs, forcing it to rely heavily on external supply and straining limited financial resources. He called for long-term committed industry partnerships focused on infrastructure investment and sustainable energy strategies to bridge the gap.
This is the beginning of a long, faithful, committed and dedicated partnership to develop the land and the living conditions of the region.
Mr. Kenney also assured that the Nagaland government is committed to supporting investors in the power sector. The conclave brought together ministers, senior officials and power industry stakeholders from across the Northeast to chart a collaborative roadmap for the region's sustainable energy future. As a run-up to the International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day we discover different practices to stay healthy with yoga. This morning we explore the Ardhalasana, also known as the half plow pose. The half plow pose is a yoga posture where the legs are raised to a 90-degree angle with the body, creating a half plow shape. This pose offers numerous benefits, including strengthening core and lower back muscles, improving flexibility and aiding digestion. It also helps in relieving stress and promoting relaxation. And Dimapur police have busted a criminal gang involving in defrauding vehicle owners and car rental companies. In connection with the case, 3 individuals have been arrested and 15 vehicles have been recovered from their possession. The recovered vehicles, which were found at various locations, have been returned to the rightful owners. The accused have been identified as Mugaboto, 39 years, Yambothonguli, 22, and Kiniga Chishi, 23. The case has been registered and investigation is underway. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.